If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hut-ch-a-doo, hut-ch-a-doo, hut-ch-a-doo. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where
what
you
is this
came
about?
From,
bacon.
I
do not British Bake Off.
I do not watch this program.
You like cakes?
I do not.
This is a phenomenon. This program.
What do you call it?
The Great British Bake Off. It's quite difficult to say.
Right.
Do you not think so? Well, I didn't write this cue. That's why you want me to read it.
No.
It says it goes from strength to strength on the BBC.
So here's the score.
Yes.
I've never seen this programme in my entire life. Never.
That's not the point. It's a massive programme on TV. It's moving to BBC One from BBC Two.
Right.
Yeah. See, next series will be BBC One. It's been that successful.
Mm-hmm. What do they do on it?
But
you have no idea.
Gardening.
You don't watch
what
it either.
What do you think? They do bacon. I have seen one or two episodes. It does make you hungry. It makes
Can
you
we
want
turn
to
that
eat
stupid
the
music off?
I tell you what.
Sorry.
Why are you being like this
I
today?
I don't know. Am I slightly
You're just
hyper?
Being irritating.
Right. Could you give us a call, please, and let us know if you've watched this show, The Big British Bake Off.
The Great British Bake Off.
They're winding me up now, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Turn
the
light
off!
Up, Alex!
Bake the cake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake.
Do you not, can I ask though, if you listen to this, do you not think that that music kind of suits Stephen?
This program's...
I can see it in a wee penny, in Fantasy Island, bit of flour on your nose, baking a wee cake, doing a wee dance.
This program's starting to sound like Talk Back.
It is! That's a good thing.
Oh, I don't know where you came from, cause I don't know where
anyway.
You
Here's a clip from the programme. This is how this is how the favourite Ruby
Listen,
got
Northern
on.
Ireland, we're just going to bore you even more
Ruby
by playing a clip
if
of this
programme
program, that nobody is watching.
If you watch this programme, please get in touch to prove him wrong. This is how Ruby got on last week.
Special prize today if we can find anybody that's watching this.
I should have lined it. I should have lined the bowl. This is going to be a mess. It's going to... It
Here
really
go.
Will look like a brain.
That, there. That's all good.
So...
There's no panic. There's a couple that you've got a bit annoyed with. A couple of frontal lobes that have suffered quite badly.
It'll be fine, you can just use those bits.
Yeah.
So don't worry, don't panic. Tell me if you want me to slap you in the face, Ruby.
What do you mean? You've never asked me before, you just went for it.
I know.
There must be a technical problem with the phones this morning because we've asked if there's anybody that watches the Big British Bake Off or whatever you call this
Look
program.
Look at that. The lines are lighting up. Let's be
there's
honest.
There's actually nobody phoning.
Three, four.
Oh, there we go. Look.
Oh, come on. Come on. Andrew McVeigh, she's a journalist
morning,
and fan of this programme.
Good morning, good morning. But I'll say, I love that song. My mum used to sing that song if you turned up unexpected.
Andrea,
at the door.
What do they do in this show? I've never heard of it. I've heard of it remotely, but I've never seen it.
You should watch more TV instead of being on TV. Just sit some nights. Stop doing too much work. Just sit at home some night and watch TV. Who doesn't love cake, for a start?
Stephen does.
Two words to say to you, Stephen. Soggy bottom.
Oh, dear God. Right, so what are they doing this?
You need to explain what that means, Andrea, because he's concerned now.
They talk about soggy bottoms a lot. It's basically, it is more than just a baking show. It's an institution on TV. It's moving from BBC Two to BBC One. It's one of the most watched shows on TV. It's basically only beaten by Strictly on The Babe. It's a baking competition, and it is the most lovely baking competition you can imagine. It does, as Vinny said, it makes you so hungry. You're just like, I just want to eat all this. It's filmed during what seems to be an endless English summer where it rains occasionally, but mostly it is filmed.
Okay, but it's another one of these food shows, and they stand there and they make food, do they?
They compete with each other.
They stand there and make food in a beautiful chintzy tent, and it's all vintagey and Bunting and English. Mel and Sue are the presenters. Women all fancy Paul Hollywood. He's one of the judges. They all respect Mary Berry, who is an older woman on TV, which is good to see. And
she wouldn't be able to enter Miss Ulster, would she?
It's the most comforting thing. And a soggy bottom is when there's too much moisture in the bottom of your cake. And it's filled with innuendo like that, by the way. And it's just the most lovely thing to watch.
What is your problem with this programme?
I'm trying to understand it. I must watch it. And why are we doing this item today?
Because the final is coming up.
All right. Tonight?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And it sets Twitter on fire as soon as Ruby is one of the most controversial people in it, and she's in the final tonight. There's three women in the
final.
What
time is this on out tonight?
Female Bake Off.
What time is this on out tonight?
Is it 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock tonight on BBC Two.
Right. So we're actually spending time here.
Yes. Plugging another BBC programme.
Promoting this. You don't want to plug the 40 years of Spotlight that's on BBC One tonight at 10:35. You kind of don't want to give priority to a local programme. You want to do some Bake Off show on BBC Two instead.
Who said? Look at you getting angry at me as if I'm a politician. I tell you what, yeah, they're not on at the same time, so you can watch both. You can watch this on BBC Two at 8 o'clock, and then Spotlight at 10:35.
The best of Spotlight. They go back over the last 40 years. Like, if you think of the brilliant stuff that Spotlight's done, seriously,
you could be very nice to them.
It's incredible. It could be because why am I being nice to them?
It's not like you to be nice to a local program.
Why am I being nice to them? Because they're good. Because it's good. You have a look at that show, seriously, over the last 40 years.
Right.
And you see some of the stuff, some of the journalism that's come out of this place, and then we're sitting here talking about cakes. Unbelievable. Good morning to you, Charlene.
Morning, Stephen.
Have you ever seen this show?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Tell me why.
I don't know. It's just, for anybody out there that bake, it's brilliant for ideas. And then when you do watch it, all you want to do yourself is bake. Like, last Friday, I baked 3 tarteletters, 2 dozen buns, and made homemade rice pudding.
Can
you just feel so good?
Is this not making you hungry?
Not really.
Well, when I make everything, I end up giving it to people. Like my local butchers, the chemist, they got buns last week. My mum gets a pavlova. My friend gets a pavlova. Everybody loves it when I'm baking. So
Stephen's problem is, Stephen's only interested in things if he's arguing, or if there's some kind of, he can complain.
Well, I thought he would like this because it was about food, and we all know Stephen loves the food.
If it was about making chicken and chips, he'd be interested.
Julianne, good morning, Julianne.
Morning, Stephen.
Good
How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Have you seen this?
Stephen, it's a good show. I have 2 daughters, and they love to watch it, so we would have a go trying to recreate it, as you may say. It doesn't go very well, but they enjoy it.
So you try to... This is something that I should actually try on the telly show, you know.
Baking? But here, listen.
I should try.
I meant to say to you,
something.
Speaking about things moving to BBC One.
Yes.
Did I happen to see you behind Brucey on Monday or on Saturday night, by any chance?
On Strictly?
On
Strictly?
Aye.
No, absolutely. What are you trying to say?
Could have sworn, Stephen, that was you, you know, right behind Brucey beside the judges.
Was there a lookalike, was there?
Tapping your toes away.
No, that wasn't me. Why do you think it was me?
Oh, it was a spitting image of you, Stephen. Had the whole family down there, Stephen Nolan, on the Strictly show. Every time I come over to Brucey, thought it was catching a wee glimpse off you there behind you, behind him.
I think this lady's getting you confused with Russell Grant?
No, Stephen.
The Stars, man.
Came to say you were watching Strictly,
that's who you're getting confused with. That wasn't Stephen, that was Julianne, Russell.
Thank you very
Dead
much.
Ringer.
Andrew McVeigh, thank
spitting
you.
Spitting image.
Good morning to you. Look at that, we're out of time.